Welcome to the Magical Learning Podcast. If you don't practice gratitude daily, but you're wondering what the effects could be of doing that, this is a great podcast that shows that it doesn't just have one benefit, but multiple. Enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Magical Learning's podcast. My name's Danette Fenton-Menzies, and I'm the Director of Learning at Magical Learning. Now, I'd like to start this podcast with a question for you. Would you like to increase your general health and well-being, create better relationships, increase your resilience, decrease your stress, and perhaps if you're feeling a bit depressed, your depression as well, get better sleep, have better immunity, and get greater capacity for joy? Now, I'm guessing probably you're going to say yes to wanting all those side effects. Well, this edition, we're going to be talking about deliberate gratitude, which gives you all of those benefits that I just talked about. There's been many studies that have shown that people who are deliberate in counting their blessings tend to be happier than other people and tend to be less depressed. There was a really interesting study done by the Greater Good Science Center at Berkeley University. And they got a group of people to write a gratitude letter. And what they noticed in the gratitude letters is that people who wrote them obviously shared more positive language and used the word we more often. What they found was there were quite good benefits in terms of mental well-being. And what they found was that it wasn't actually the positive words that made a difference. It was actually, interestingly, the lack of negative emotion words that had the greatest impact. They led to better mental health. They also found that even if you just wrote the letter and didn't send it, you still got a really good benefit just by writing that gratitude letter. And they found that just doing gratitude once has a little benefit. If you keep it as a consistent routine, then you'll see quite good benefits at 4 weeks and certainly at 12 weeks, and they last longer for you as well. Now, one of the things I love about gratitude is that if you're not feeling so great, you can't actually be grateful and negative at the same time. They're two opposite ends of the spectrum. So the moment you're feeling not so good and you move to gratitude, you're going to feel better. The other thing is we know that people tend to be grateful more for experiences than they are for things. When we get things, we're grateful initially, but over time we tend to get used to them and we're not as grateful. Obviously, when you're doing gratitude, it helps our body to release all those beautiful feel-good chemicals such as serotonin, dopamine, etc. So it's a really good thing to bring in if you're feeling a bit stressed. It counteracts those stressed chemicals. The other thing is, obviously, the more we practice it, it's like any skill, it helps us to create new neural pathways. So I thought I'd share a couple of ideas around how we could improve and increase the amount of time that we spend on deliberate gratitude. So think about creating a gratitude journal for yourself. And in that, you could write, you know, three things every day that you're grateful for. It's a really lovely thing to do just before you go to bed. And obviously, again, it's putting those feel-good chemicals into your bloodstream. It's going to help you sleep better. One concept I learned about recently is a worry journal. So if you are not such a great sleeper, the worry journal is about an hour before you go to bed, pick up your journal and just write all of the things that you're worrying about at the moment. So you're dumping them out of your brain and onto paper. That way your brain doesn't have to worry about them overnight. And one of the things they talked about with the worry journal is making sure at the end of it, the last thing you do is to include three things that you're grateful for. Again, because what they're trying to do is make sure that they put those feel-good chemicals in your bloodstream before you go to sleep. One thing I love to do is send gratitude letters, just telling people the impact they've had on me and that I'm really grateful that they're in my life. You know, if you want to use tech, you don't have to write a handwritten gratitude letter. You could just record a video about how grateful you are and send that to a person. or even an audio recording will have the same type of impact. One of the things I love to do is random acts of kindness. That's obviously a way that we share our gratitude with others and make other people's days, which is a beautiful thing to do. Sending thank you notes. Again, I love to do them handwritten because it is quite special getting mail. And one of the things I quite like to do too is add a book or something else. A friend of mine talked about the concept of lumpy mail, which is getting something in the mail that's not just a piece of paper. And it's such a delightful thing. And particularly during all this disruption, when often people are looking at the mail and think, oh, not another bill, to get some lumpy mail with a beautiful thank you note and a little present, what a beautiful way to make a person's day. Some simple things you can do during the day, compliment people. Again, they'll be grateful for you doing that and it'll make them feel good about themselves. I also think that just being present for people, being there if they need to talk, can be a really lovely way of showing that you care and obviously is going to help that person. The other thing is celebrating people's achievements. Be grateful when people achieve things, because when you celebrate their achievements, I'm pretty sure you're going to find that they celebrate yours as well. The final thing I would say is, you know, if you really want to show that you're grateful for people around you, is focus always on lifting people up, empowering people and making the world a better place. After all, with all this disruption, you know, we all need to feel like we matter, and when people lift us up, we've got something to be very grateful for in our lives. Until next time, stay magical.
Thank you for listening to the Magical Learning Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can follow us and like us and subscribe on all social medias and YouTube. And if you head over to YouTube, we actually just uploaded our webinar for the month, which was on creativity and innovation. So if there's some skills that you want to scrub up on or learn a little bit more about, you can check that out for free at the Magical Learning YouTube page. Have a magical week.